We are on Daf Ayin Chesamet Aleph. I would like to, before we go further, Taisva says, Ein Eget Ad Sheyaymelo Hagitoch, and then the Ri is Mavair Pshat in this Hagitoch, that she has to be informed that she's becoming Niskarish with this Ket. From a Gemara before Dafnun Hayim and Aleph, the Gemara says that if a person went over to Edim and he told the Edim that he's going to give over the get l'shem gerishin, then he comes and he tells the kinsi shtarchoi. The Gemara says, she's Mugareshes. And Taisu said, a problem, so what's with, and here our Gemara seems to say, she's not Mugareshes, to say, Hagitach. So Taisu says, there the Eidim will tell her. And the purpose of saying Hagitach is to inform her that she's being sent away and she shouldn't be Chayza. It is not to be Megalatos the reason why he's giving the get. At the Gemara said Klor in Daf Nun Hey, he told Edim that he's going to give over the get to Shem Gerish, and so I know why he's giving over the get. The Gemara said that what he said, Kinsi Shtachai, was only Mishim Kisufi. He's embarrassed to tell why he's giving her a get. So Taisvis learned in Agavucha Daf Nebeluim, he said Taisvis, Agamah's also speaking about that. That he said, he went over to Edim before, and he told Edim he's giving a L'shem Geirish, and her, he told Kinsi Shtachoy. So what's the problem? Why did he say Hagitach? So Taisa says, because she has to be informed that she should be Mishal Chabay Nechazeres. Either the Edim will tell her, and that's the Gemara over there, or he'll tell her, or he has to, but she has to be informed. That's a T'nai. That's how the Nemulim says Pshat and Taisa. Now the Nemulim says that When she'll be informed, she'll be nizgarish l'mafreya. I mean, but that's a t'nai ikri, that from the gerishin, she has to know that she's being sent away. She shouldn't come back again. Now, Roy Rishainen do not learn like Taisvis. I'd like to say over how the Rashba says pshat in the Gemara. The Rashba says, that Blue Yitzhak, if Agamal will be speaking about, he told Edim that he's going to give her L'shem Geirishin, so then would not at all be necessary to say Hagitach. That's the Gemara and Afnon Hayim Adalat. He told that he's giving over L'shem Geirishin. Now he tells her, Kinsi Shtachoy Vishim Shum Kisufa Baalmet. So then it's not necessary at all. So Agamal is speaking about he didn't tell Edim. Now, so then there's another problem. If he didn't tell Edim, so if the long kinsi shtachay, the Gemara says in Kiddushin that you, when you give over get, you have to say giving over the shem gerishin. So that is the problem. But Reb Rishainim asks, so the Rashba says it is speaking about as follows. It is speaking about that was a sukim ba'iseinyan. Was asukim ba'iseinyan. So if Asukim ba'isei inyan, and then he would give over the get b'shtike, that's kasha b'yasha. The shaila is over here, he said too much, he said kinsi shtachoy. So the kinsi shtachoy either is a bittul on the asukim ba'isei inyan, because he said kinsi shtachoy. So that is why we need the hagitoch. That is pshat in the hagitoch. That is the first case in the Mishnah. That means if he wouldn't have said Kinsi Shtachay, so we'd rely on the Sukim Baiseinyan. But since he said Kinsi Shtachay, it is Mevatel the Sukim Baiseinyan. It is not equivalent to if he said Beferish to Edim, he's giving L'shem Geirish. That the Gemara says, that's good. Then the Kinsi Shtachay is only Shum Kisufa. But if it's only a Sukim Baiseinyan, then the Kinsi Shtachay is Mevatel that, so we need this bilo that he's giving L'shem Geirishin, so that is why he has to say Hagikach. Now, the case, the second case of the Mishnah is a Golmovna. What's the second case? Now, the second case is speaking about, there was a Pesanasina Grua. It was a Psabatlonish in the Sina. He was Ma'akim Mosnov to her, and she took it out, and but it was an Asina Grua, the Ran says. So the Ran says that Ein Asukim Ba'oise Inyan Moyo Kshenosno Istam Ela Hecha De Ike Nesine Malyoso. Avo Bezushi Nesine Grua Loi Mahani. It would seem that the Ran is saying Asukim Ba'oise Inyan with an Asina afterwards spells out that I have a gilui das from him. He's giving l'shem geirishin. Man, he's talking about geirishin. Gives her a get, but if the whole thing is that it's as I, she starts schlepping and he turns his dust, I don't. It's not sufficient that an asina grua together with a sukim ba'isinian to tell us that he's giving l'shem geirishin. So, mamel, that's where you need hagitoch. Case number 3 in the Mishnah. So here the Rashba says that since she's a lav pardas, she's a yeshene, it's felt in shmiras aget, a yad sheni mishtemas, whatever it is. So he says over here, it's not speaking about a sukkim by sinyan because she's sleeping. So here afilu he would have told Adim, I'm giving l'shem geirushin, it doesn't help, because he gave it into a yad that she's a lav pardas geirushin then. This is the Loshna Rashbe, Losan Get Vehi Yeshena, Afal Pi Sha'oma Le'edim, Re'u Get Shani Noisin Lo, so it's also no good. So it doesn't help, because since the Nesina was not a Nesina that can accomplish Geirishin, because since she's a Yeshayna, even though in Hilchus Benosan it's sufficient, but we need that Hagitach should be said before the Geirishin could be Chal. So Mamela, since this was an Asina that doesn't shab Geirishin, Hagitach has to be said. Agav Ulcha, I saw that Tereshmule brings from the house of the Beirav, he says, according to Tosfos, yes, according to Taisvah, that the whole, forget, the Maluk says it's speaking about, he spoke to Adam before. No, the Pshat is, but he has to inform her that she's being a get. So the Alzad Varad asked, here it's speaking about, the Mishnah says, that, Matzosoi me achoiro koiro. She read the get, and she sees that it's her get. So he asks, so lechayre, in the halacha of mishalcha ve'ine chayzeres, why do you need that he should tell her? Taisus holds, either the Baal tells or the Eidim, she has to be informed that this is it. She has to be informed facts of life. So Al Kaponim, she lained the get. So she saw it black and white. So what is the problem over here? This kasha, the Arza the Beirav asks, according to Tosfos. In the second case, according to the Ran says a different malach. The Ran says that speaking about a sukkim b'yse inyan and being a sukkim b'yse inyan, but in the scene the grua does not connect with a sukkim b'yse inyan to tell us that he's giving l'shem geirishin. But according to Tosfos, Amnim Luisas is speaking about that he said the feirish, I'm giving him l'shem geirishin. So the kavona of his nesin I know already. It's going to be l'shem geirishin. It tells everything. But the whole purpose is that she should know that it's finished. So she read it. She read the get. So this kasha that the Rav asks on Tosfos. Zot the Gemara weiter. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Rode. Kosov lo get v'nesonai biyad abdo. A person lo get and he put it into the hand of her Eved Knani. Yoshan, he's sleeping, umishamartoi hareis a get. It's a good get. Neyo, if he's up, ain't a get. Bahavi lo chotzer hamishtameres shaloi ledaito. So we had a psaloshan of Rashi on the Ein Zayin Amud Aleph. The Rashi, when Rashi learns out the din of chotzer, so let's look at the first Rashi in that Ein Zayin Amud Aleph on the Gemara. Yeah. Benosan v'yodo mashmlo nesina koldu. V'yodo de kosov rachmone de binin dumye de yodo de mishtameres ledaito. Kede meporish lekamei. So the chotzer has to be similar to yodo. Ma yodo is mishtameres ledaito, so the chatzer also mishtameres ledaito. So if the eved is sleeping and she's watching the eved, so it's good. If the eved is up, so he's taking care of himself. So it's not mishtameres ledaito, it's a posel again. Frag the Gemara, Yoshan umishamarte hareze get. Then it's a good get, you're telling me, amai chotza malechesi, the chotza mahaleches loikon. A chotza maleches is not koine. There's a new problem of a chotza maleches. Now, let us just say two reasons why a chotza mahaleches is not koine. So Tosfos in Bav Metzia says, Chotza needs dumya diyoda, just like a yad is not a mahalach, a yad can't walk. Tosfos says, well, you know, when a person is walking, so Tosfos, but the yad doesn't walk. The yad is like a svina. Svina meinach naicha maya de kamamtilo. A svina is not a mahalach. Someone is pushing the svina. A behemoth is a mahalach, but a svina is, you have something pushing it, so that's not called a mahalach. So the yad of a person is not a mahalach. So chotza also can be a mahalach. So if you have an eved who's a mahalach, he can't be kain, it's not to me the yodah. Rabbi Kebeger wants to say in Bav Metzia a different word, it's not hoilech mimeno. That means, like, there's a big kasha on Tosfos. Good, we'll say the yad is not a mahalach, but you can put on a foot also. A foot is icha mahalach. It's also kovnosan biyodo is lapdak on the, so, Rabbi Kevega says a different mahalach. Rabbi Kevega says that yad does not go away from the person. Yad is always mechuba attached to the person. So memela is all chotza also has to be, it can't go away from the person. So memela, so the Gemara asks Akasha, saying, Nachanami, the Eved is sleeping, but he's a mahalach, he can go away from her. Yeah. Amai chotza malechas, iba chotza malechas leikon. Chiteima yoshon shani, no, he's sleeping. When he's sleeping, he doesn't go away. Rabbi said, in this gzeiris hakosav of chotzam aleches loikone, it's not sufficient that he's not going. He's in order to be dumi ziyad, he has to be not capable of going. So a person that's sleeping, he's capable of, now he's sleeping, but he's capable of going. So the Gemara says that speaking about that he's tied up, he's not capable of going. So Mamela is not capable of going, he's not a mahalach. He can't go, he's tied up. So Mamela, then it's Dumya Diyad. So we need two things. Number one, he's tied up, so he can't go, he's not a mahalach. So it's Dumya Diyad. And then there's a Dinah Mishtameres Ledaito. So Mamela, it also, so he has to be sleeping. That means he can't take care of what is in his hands, it's Mishtameres Ledaito. Let us see Rashi. Areza get, the Havi Chatzera Mishtameres Ledaito, Ilvu Yoshin, Einei Mishtame Elo Al Yodo. Meir Einei get,
שבת משמר את עצמי וסמר שמיודוי, אבל לא חצירו משתמרס שלא ילדייתו. There is the main שמיר is to the אבד, חוץ מלאכת לקונה, רבי גוב אמרה בשניים ערכים בטלת, קושי אילו מהלך, רבי נמי אמרה עושם, קוי מהלך בסבינו, קפצידון מוסך הסבינו, וקופו שאין אירוי להלך, מוקם הרבי דהביגה. So the Gemara says you need this noise. Hoysa oimedes of the Mishnah Bait. Hoysa oimedes b'shus harab. She was standing in the Rishus harab. V'zol kailo, and he threw a get to her. So the Mishnah says as follows. Korif lo migureshes. If the get is close to her, she's giget. Korif loi eina migureshes. It's close to him, eina migureshes. Mechze al mechze migureshes ve'eina migureshes. And all these cases need explanation, but we have to learn to see this in the Gemara. The chaimli in kedushin, the same halacha will apply by kedushin. Once we mekadesh anisha, will also have the same halacha. The chaimli in achoik. Now we can also speak about the payment of achoik. Omaloi bal choyvoi zroikli choyvi. The malve told the labor, throw me the money, the payment of the choyv. V'zolkeloi nizruotem koriv la malve zocha malve. Korv lo loive, sa loive chaye, mechze al mechze, shneyem yach loiko. Let us see what Rashi says, korv lo, meforosh begmore, om aloi malve lo loive, zroik li chayvi, pashus haram, vizorkoi loi, the ovat. That means that the Rashi had a problem, so what's the shayla over here? I mean, what is it? Korv loi, it's not paid up, take the money. I mean, So Rashi says, it's speaking about that it, he threw it and it got lost now. A door came. Let us see the Gemara. Look, the Gemara, Heichi Domi Korev Lo, Heichi Domi Korev Lo. Omar Rav, Arba Amish Shelo Zehu Korev Lo. Dalad Amish Her daladamis, the get was thrown into her daladamis, that's korev lo, then she's nisgarish. Haba amish shaloi, zel korev loi. Heichi domi mechze al mechze, and what is the case of mechze al mechze? Omar Rab Shmuel bar Rab Yitzchak again show you shneim oimdim bershus b'arba amis. Both of them are standing in the arba amis. So lemaise, so, That's mechza mechze. Both of them in the same daladamas. So the Gemara says, "Velechzi haiminayu kodim." Let's see who came first. The one who came first, l'cheira was kind of the daladamas. T'chitei medoso tavayu bahadi adodi. They both came together. For yevshel etzamsim, it's impossible that one should come into the daladamas before the second one. Together, it's a zikha one mistama came before. Ella Omar Rav Kahana Hoche Beches Amais Mitzum Tzomais Askino. Here we're speaking about that there were eight Amis Mitzum Tzomais exactly. That means he was on the north and he had his Dalad Amis. She was on the south and she had her Dalad Amis. There was eight Amis between them. She had her dalet, he had his dalet. The get, yoytze me arba amay shaloi ledalet amay shalo. And the get goes out from his dalet ames to her dalet ames. So, chat machza machza, half is by him, half is by her. So the Gemara asks, v'ha ogid gabei, that's no good. If half is by him and half is by her, it's not, Megureshes ve'ena megureshes. It's nothing. She's not kiget. Elo Rabbe v'Rav Yosef d'Amar Tavayu Hoche b'shtei kitei edem askina machza machza means that the two groups of edem achas emeres korev loy achas emeres korev lo. That is the Gemara. Now there's a lot to speak about on the Gemara, but let's first see Rashi and then. We'll try to elaborate a little. Dalet ame shaloi,
She'ein beinoi leget daladamis. Between him and the get is not daladamis. That means the get is in his daladamis. Tamrinim b'shnayim oichsim. The dalad ameis shal adam kainaisloi. Dalad ameis shal adam is kainaisloi. Kigoy. She'shneim oimdim b'dalad ameis leget. Both of them were standing in the dalad ameis of the get. Zu mikan. She's standing on one side. V'zeh mikan. Shekol haget munach betoich arba amei shaloi, betoich arba amei shalo, blagarsinim mitzum tzomeis. V'lech zei haiminai kodim, lovoi, b'mamodi, let's who came there to first, im kodam hu lovoi, zoche b'chol arba amei, it's his. V'im kodma hi lovoi, zoche b'chol dalad ameis asmuchola. V'shuv leinichnas haschus elasoiches, if it's her dalad ameis, so he won't be zeich in that. So the Gemara says you can't say both came by Basachas, Yef Shalatamsem, Shlayagdim Achad, that one shouldn't be Magdam first. Mitzum Tzomei, Shayushneim, Oimdim Beches Ames, Mitzum Tzomei, Slay Poches, Vlay Yaisa, Yesh Ben Shneim, there's exactly 8 Ames between them. Veget Yaitse, Me'elu Le'elu, Miktosai Bedalad Ame Shalah, O Miktosai Bedalad Ame Shalah. Shaloi. Fatumah va'ogid gabei, adayin haget b'rushusoy k'tzas, part of the get is by him, v'anan v'nosan b'yodo b'inom, ad shiye kuloi b'rushuso. The whole get has to be b'rushuso. Agavulcha, there's a Taisvus HaRosh. The Taisvus HaRosh says, the question is not ogid gabei, that a chelik of the get is by him. What if half the get would be in her chutz and half the get would be sticking out to her rishus haram? So it's also no good. The whole get has to be in her rishus. So why does the Gemara say, v'ogid gabei, part of it is by him? That is not the problem. The problem is you need the whole thing by her. So the Tais HaRosh says, that's true. But the Gemara says, that miss, it's by him. But not that that is the problem. The problem is it's not by her. And Emerson Rashi seems to be saying this. Rashi says, "V'nosa v'anan v'nosan b'yod b'inatshe kuloi b'irshuso." That's the ikavot. The get is to be by her. It's God by him, but not the problem is because it's him. It's not by her. The get is to be by her. So maybe the Gemara says a different shot. Now, let us just elaborate a little on this Gemara. There's a problem that Rishayim are Meirer, the Ran is Meirer. Edal Adamus is a Takana de Rabbonon. So how do we accomplish that by throwing something into her Edal Adamus, she becomes Megoreshes? I mean, how can you make from an Eish Ashish, Eish Ashish with a Takana de Rabbonon? So the Ran says, it's no problem whatsoever. The Ran says that they were makne, the Dalad Ames, to her. In that, Chazal have a koich, because Hefke, Bezen, Hefke, they can, and Hefke, Bezen, Hefke, we see from the Ran, is not only I can make it, right. Shouldn't belong to someone, I can make, should belong to someone also. Not to be shaylu bailas, I can make, be machnes bailas. So bekitza. So she, Lamaise, so they made it hers. So if the Daladamas belongs to her, so it's a chotza. So she's, what's the chilakah? She got it. So she's kaina minatayra. That's how the Ran solves this problem. Now, other Rishayim say, I think there's a Loshna Ramban. The Ramban says, how does Daladamas help? The Ramban says, "Kol the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbona Mekadesh Vavkin the Rabbona LeKedusha Minei." The Ramban says that the question is a good question. Halachically, this get cannot work as a normal get because it's only a takana the Rabbona and Dalad Ames. So it works that Chazal said if a person gives such a get, so they were Mavkin the Kedusha LeMafreya. So she called the Makadosh Adait Rabbonon, Vavkin Rabbon LeKedusha Minei. So there are a few Mahalchim to explain why the Ramban did not learn like the Ran.
Ranza da beautiful stick teure. Hefke besen hefke. So, the Dalai Shah say two mahalachim. One mahalach is because the Rabban held kinyan the Rabban and le mahani le deraisa. That means there's a whole concept if that, if it's only at the Rabban and the kinyan, is that considered shaloi mina teure? Which is negeya many things. This is, for example, this is a problem which is l'davineinu very shchiach when it comes to mechiras chametz. There's a tremendous problem to find a kinyan that works according to all days. That we can make with the goy, and we come into kinyani de rabbonon, which others say agav is ad rabbonon, sudur is ad rabbonon, stimtus is ad rabbonon. They shake hands. They're different kinyani that we make, and there are problems. Others say this does not accomplish that the chametz should belong to the goy. Ad rabbonon the kinyan cannot make it shalay min ha-toyl. Okay, so others want to say that that was the svar of the Ramban. And therefore, the Ramban said that Daladamas works, else called the Mekadosh. Others say the Ramban Bechlal understood that Kinyan Daladamas, Chazal never were makne real estate. They never said that this kalka belongs to you. You stand again, this belongs to you. They said if it's in your Daladamas, you're kaine. They said, let's say, by a metziah. The person is kaine metziah with Daladamas. So not Chazal said, well, we'll make that the Metziah should be yours. We'll say that this Kalka belongs to you, and if this Kalka belongs, this will be yours, Al Kinyachos. No. Chazal said, if it's in your Daladamas, we're back to the Metziah to you. So the Kinyan Daladamas does not work of a Hakna of the Daladamas. No, Kinyan Daladamas, we're Makna to you the Chayfetz that is in your Daladamas. That's what they did. But in your Daladamas, we're makna you the chayfetz. So this is very good by metziah, by mekachememke, it's yours. But by gittin, there's a din, that's not sufficient that it's yours. Need a venosam beyodah, you have to put it into other shoes. A hakno is not sufficient. I make a kinyan sudar and a get, it won't be good. And one reason is because you have to be venosam beyodah, it has to be put into other shoes. So that is why the Ramban said the shtik toyah. Fine. Now, there's a Moiridike Kasha that Rabbi Kevege asks, and with this Teretz, he's Choylik Anabei Shmuel. But let us first, the Rabbi Kevege asked this Kasha, the Teretz Gittin asked this Kasha. The Kasha is as follows. The Gemara did not find a case of Machza al Machza. How's the Chayach? So I said, both came together. So I said, you can't say both came together. You have shalat samsa. You can't make exactly one came first. So the one who came first in Taldamas, he was kind. Fragt Rabbi Kevager, the Torah is given, I have a portion of the case. You know what the case is. Beryl was standing in these Daladamas. It's Daladamas. He's kind. It's Daladamas. He's there first. All Matthias said, he'll come in. He'll be kind of the Daladamas. He'll be kind of. Now, the husband comes in, the wife comes in, one after the other. So you have three people standing in the Daladamas. Whose Daladamas is this? Beryl. I mean, the first one who comes, he's kind of the Daladamas. It's his Daladamas. So it's his Daladamas. Then, but now we have three people standing in the Daladamas. Then Beryl decides to leave. So Beryl decides to leave. So now you have standing in this Daladamas, a husband and a wife. And it became both of this, but basachas. There's no problem with Avshalat Zamtzim. Hazefet Rabbi Kevege Akash. Amoyridike Kash. So Rabbi Kevege says Amoyridike Teretz. He says as follows. He says that Bedel, number one, there's a big shayla bachlal if they were misakin baladamis. For Metziah. So let's not talk about Beryl. But for Gittin, they were Mesakin Daladamas. So we'll have that Rochel was in the Daladamas, and now a husband and a wife comes. So, Legabi, Leah's get, Rochel, it's only Rochel's Daladamas for Rochel's get. If her husband's throwing Daladamas, if she stood there first, and now Leah and her husband comes in, it's her Dalad Amis for her get. But for Leah's get, it's not her Dalad Amis. It means it's only hers for her get. Or by a Metziah, but for Leah's get, that Chazal will never misakim for Dalad Amis for Leah's get. Maybe but since it's Leah's get, Chazal will misakim for every woman who needs the Dalad Amis, so it's yours for your get. So it's Rachel's for Rachel's get, it's Leah's for Leah's get. But that what it's Rachel's Dalad Amis, that means by Metziah's. So if you have Reuven comes in first, and then Shimon comes in, all the Metziah's belongs to Reuven. Because it's Reuven's Dalad Amis. If let's say someone wants to be Makne Shimon Amatone, so then Paket Shimon's Dalad Amis. It's not Reuven's Dalad Amis, because Rabbi this Matone, but you have no shaykhs with this Matone. So Bekevega says that the whole din of Dalad Amis, that it's yours for whatever you could be koine. For what you cannot be koine, so it's not yours. So Mamela, therefore, the Sabi Kivega says, Samamela, so if Leah Rachel was first in these Dalad Amis, so it's her Dalad Amis, for her get. For Leah, if for Leah's get, it's not her Dalad Amis. So Mamela, so now we have to see who comes in first. If Leah comes, Reuven and Leah can't come in Babas Achas, it's Evshila Tzamtzim. So that means that what Rachel is standing there will not in any way help the situation. You have to see who came in first, Reuven or Leah. So that thing most says, Evshila Tzamtzim. That they should both come in together, so one came in first. Azay Zot Rabbi Kivega, and he brings the Beis Shmuel, doesn't say like that. The Beis Shmuel says if it's Leah's Chotzer, if it's Rachel's Dalad Amis, finished. So Memele, so then someone else comes in, they won't be able to be kind of their get, because it's, Chazal didn't make it, it's for your get, it's your chotzer, it's, there's no pagin, and if it's Rachel's, it's Rachel's completely. So he's chaylik at the Beis Shmuel, he says, here's a big problem. So why did the Gemara, did not have an eitzah how to figure out matzah, matzah, have a beautiful tzah, that's how the Kevegas kash. Le'idach gise, Rabbi Kivega asks another kasha, which the other kasha is Amoridika kasha. The Gemara says, or the Rishayna Vaistai says, normally, Bershus HaRabim, by Metziah, we'll see later, the Zichem and Omen, Bershus HaRabim, Dalad Amis is not Koine Lagabi Metziah. Afal Pikein, by Get, we have in our Mishneh, that it is Koine Bershus HaRabim. So they say, Mishum Igune Kilobo Rabbonon, they wanted that she should be able to be geget. They were Mesakin Dalad Amis for an Isha Bushus Rab. Fine. A Metziah? No. But for Mishum Igune Kilobo Rabbonon, that it should be hers. Frekta Bekevega Amir de Kekasha. Fine. But if he comes first, why is it his Dalad Amis? Then it's a takonda for him. Dalad Amis l'gabi aget b'shus harabim. L'gabi the husband is no din Dalad Amis whatsoever. He came first. What if he came first? He's nothing. Doesn't have any kinyan whatsoever. So Mamela, so what is the problem over here? Forget the Mishnah says, Korev loy eina megereshes. What does Korev loy mean? It's his Dalad Amis, which means he came first. It's his Dalad Amis. It's a takon of Dalad Amis b'shus harabim. For a husband? Oh, for God, it was for Nisha. There's no Kenyan Dalad Amis. As I fek Rabbi Kibbega Akash. Zot Rabbi Kibbega, 100% right. There's no Kenyan of Dalad Amis for a husband. Nereshu Sarab, you're 100% right. But here the Gemara held me svore that if it's his Dalad Amis, not Le Kenyan, but it's a Matthias, it was his Dalad Amis is Reshu Sarab Shalodom, they would never make, it's like a Chuchet Lula that she should be koine with his Dalad Amis. Even though he doesn't have Kenyan Dalad Amis, but it's his Dalad Amis, so this not. So Bekevega splits the hair in half. That means, Legabi the Baal, even though he doesn't have Kenyan Dalad Amis, But Al Kaponim, the Chazal were never misakin that she should be koine in his Dalad Amas. He doesn't have Kenyan Dalad Amas. Masha Enke, Legabi, two women, will say, well, it's her Dalad, so then there's no stira. So it's Rachel's Dalad Amas, Legabi, Rachel's get, it's Leia's Dalad Amas, Legabi, Leia's get, and Rachel's Dalad Amas will not in any way interfere that Leah should not be kaina in these Daladamas again. This is what Rabbi Kevegia says. I had a shtickle ha'ore on Rabbi Kevegia. Two ha'ores I had. Let us see the first Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi says, Dalad Amas Sheloi, She'ein Beinoi Leget Dalad Amas, Tomrinon, Vishnayim Oichzim, the Dalid Amoy Shel Odom, Koinois Loi. So, when Rashi, it's very interesting, when Rashi spoke about her, the Gemara first spoke about her Dalid Amis. The Gemara is the Kasha, Korev Lo, Abba Amis Shelo, Zekorev Lo, Abba Amis Shelo, Zekorev Loi. Rashi stellt sich an Dalad Amis Shaloi. Rashi macht sich gar nicht wissen, dich von Dalad Amis Shaloi. Dalad Amis Shaloi. So Rashi says, so Rashi brings a Gemorre in Bob Metzie. Tamrinem bishnaim euch sind, Dalad Amis Shal Odom Koinoi Shaloi. Now, Rashi number one speaks about Kenyan Dalad Amis. Which Rabbi Kevegia tainted here, we're not talking about Kenyan Dalad Amas, because he doesn't have a Kenyan Dalad Amas in the Rishus Aram. That's what Rabbi Kevegia tainted. And Rashi speaks about here, every person has Kenyan Dalad Amas. Rashi speaks about Koinois Loi. Rashi speaks about the Din Kenyan. And then all the Rashi's Vaistoi says, Rashi says later, Rashi says, Im lechi haiminai kodim lovei b'mamodoi, who came first to stand there? Im kodam hu lovei zocha b'chol abam. He was zeichen the Dalad Amis. If she came, she was zeiche. V'shuv leinichnasas chusoi l'seiche. Rashi poshit v'histois, he's zeiche in the Dalad Amis. That's the passage. The Gemara no medbeis, the Gemara says, v'ogid gabei adayin haget Birshusoi Ktas, Rashi's crisis, it's his Rishus. It would seem like the Beis Shmuel, a Kabbalah of Rashi, not like Rabbi Kevegia. That means that if it's Reuven's Dalad Amis, so it can't be Rochel's Dalad Amis. That means, that also the Beis Shmuel said, so if it's his Dalad Amas to be Koina Metzia, so it can't be hers. Dalad Amas Koinus Loi. Dalad Amas Koinus Loi, it's his. There's a problem in the Rishus HaRabim, Kubi doesn't have any Kenyan whatsoever. But, Beisach Nisht, that we have to know. But Kaponim, Loi Rabosi, the Loshen of Rashi would seem that Rashi holds that, Rashi Baistais, that we're talking about Dalad Amis Shalodom Koinish Loi, that it's Rashi speaking about the Kenyan. Let us see Taisvis, the second Taisvis in Amid Beis. Voyev Shalitamtsim, Vimtaima Velishani Kagaindalo Yadin and Haiminai Kodim Lakacha Vesveke. That means, it's speaking about, I don't know who came first. You're right. So, but I don't know who came first. I don't know whose Dalad Amas is. So, Memela, that's the case. Vishleimed the Lishne de Mechza, Mechza le Mashmahochi. Mechza, Mechza means I know something positive. It's Mechza al Mechza. Here, I'm ignorant. I don't know. That's not Mechza al Mechza. I don't know who came first. But that's not Mechza al Mechza. Kachmukilo bishteki te Eidim. So there, I have two Eidim that say, Reuven came first. The two Adam say that Rochel came first. Bim taima v'neima uki trei bahadi trei uki itza becheskas eishes ish v'loi tehei megureshes klal. It's like Tachtoises. What is pshat in this teretz of Rabbi Yosef? That means you have trei. So let us tell her am chazoke. V'shloim ekim in the sveik and the rabbonim k'demuin in peik abu achim Nosniladin Mugoreshes Baina Mugoreshes. So Taisva says the Gemara says in Perik Daladachim the Meikaradin Trei Etrei Ishtalan Chazoke. That means you're right, Take. Trei Etrei Ishtalan Chazoke. That means I don't have any birr from the Edim. So Memela, so Ishtalan Chazoke. Either I use the two Edim, the two Kitas cancel out, and I'm saying on the birr of Chazoke. Or there's a din of anhog, if you don't know what to do, you say her halacha remains the way it was till now. But al kapodim in a perish tell on chazoka. The Rabbanon said that it remains a sofik. Midrabban is a teir sofik. So that's pshat in the Gemara. Machza al machza, megereshes, veini megereshes, is a sofik megereshes, midrabban. But be emes in a perish tell on chazoka.